Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I lied. We're not going to talk about the Chiefs here because we have to talk to Kelis Robinette. My bad. I have my times mixed up. That's my fault. So if you were expecting us to deep dive Mecole Hardman, you're about to be very sadly mistaken, because we're about to deep dive Marquise Noel is what we're about to do. We're talking K-State on this show. We had Dean Wade on the show earlier, Kelis Robinette, Wyatt Thompson. I don't ever want to hear the K-State people say that this show doesn't show them any love. That's all we've done this week is show them love. Kelis Robinette joins us on the show. Kelis, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to have to go check that Dean Wade State segment. That sounds pretty good.
Kelis, just to make up for people, since we're normally going to talk about Mecole Hardman, what's your 40 time? And just tell me you run a 4.4, and maybe you could play wide receiver for the Chiefs.
I mean, I think I'm kind of like, 4.5, maybe not quite 4.4, but definitely sub 5.
Great hands, probably, though. You probably got great hands, great timing, run exceptional routes.
I'm not actually a sub 5 guy, but I've always thought that I could fill that role for a team as a slow slot receiver who just catches a lot of short passes. If I've got a position in the NFL, that's it for me.
That makes a lot of sense. Right now we're joined by Kelis Robinette. He covers the Wildcats for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle. We've had someone on who covers K-State every day this week, and I've asked them this question. Let's start with you. What has it been like to cover K-State the last 12 months? I mean, this has been a really great college football season, a really great basketball season. What has it been like to cover the Wildcats for the last year?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really exciting. I've been on the beat since 2009, and there's never been a season quite like this. I suppose you could say in 2012, when they won the Big 12 in football and the Big 12 in basketball, that was comparable. But that football team, they didn't go to the Sugar Bowl. That basketball team did not go to the Sweet 16. And that kind of hits home for me, is that I've been able to watch a postseason football game in the Sugar Bowl, the Superdome in New Orleans. And I get to watch a Sweet 16 game in New York City at Madison Square Garden. It's a pretty rare combination, and really there's only one other team that can match it this season. That's Alabama. He did the exact same thing. They went to the Sugar Bowl, and now they're in the Sweet 16. So there's always been something good to write about. People have always wanted to read, so I much prefer this to the alternative.
Absolutely. When did you realize that K-State had a chance to do something special this year? You know, this basketball team, I think, has caught a lot of people by surprise. You watch them, you follow them every day. There had to have been a moment where you thought, hey, K-State made the right hire here, and this team's not getting enough respect nationally.
I mean, the big moment was when they went to Texas early on in Big 12 play and scored 116 points in the Longhorns. That was like, whoa, this team, you know. I probably gave them more credit than some. I always thought as soon as they got Keontae Johnson, I thought they could at least make the NCAA tournament. I, you know, maybe didn't necessarily predict it, but I had it on the table. Their personnel was good enough to be middle of the pack and, you know, bubble team. But when they went on the road and dropped 100 on Texas and then followed that up with 97 and beat Baylor both on the road, it was like, okay, this team is way better than anybody wanted to give him credit for. Marquise Noel is an assassin out there. Keontae Johnson is perhaps the most consistent player in the country. They're good. So it was right then when all of a sudden my expectations went from, you know, maybe this team can make the tournament to maybe they can make a deep run in the tournament.
What's been more surprising? Has it been Jerome Tang and that it's worked out to the extent that it has, or watching Marquise Noel go from, I would say, relatively unknown, like you had to be a diehard college basketball fan to know who he was, to now him being, he might be the most important player in the country for his team outside of Brandon Miller on Alabama. Which one's more surprising, seeing Tang's season or watching Noel's year?
I mean, it's a close call, but I'd probably go Marquise just because I remember when he signed with Kansas State, it was like, you know, okay, it looks all right. He could be Nigel Pack's backup, nice, you know, little complimentary player here for Kansas State. I think most people thought he would kind of be doing what Ishmael Massoud is right now, you know, coming off the bench, making a meaningful play here or there, but not being a star for a team that's in the top 25 and in the Sweet 16. So he's really taken his game to a level I did not foresee. And I always thought maybe he'd have a shot at being an all-league guy, but to be a nearly unanimous first-team all-Big 12 guy, it's pretty rare that happens at Kansas State. And to score and send out some of the assists that he has is just kind of incredible. So to see him improve as much as he has, that's been the most surprising thing to me.
Right now we're talking to Kellis Robinette, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle, joining us to take a look at the Wildcats as they get ready for the Sweet 16. The effort that Noel put together against Kentucky is one of the better games we've ever seen in the tournament. Like, I'm not sure if people are going to appreciate it to that level that aren't K-State fans, but you watch a lot of college basketball. To score 27 points, to shoot 50%, and I don't want to say he single-handedly won the game, but he certainly carried them to a win. That's one of the better games that we've seen in the tournament.
It was, and I'll throw in the fact that he was playing against a guy who had 25 points and 17 or 18 rebounds. Like, nobody's talking about it. He just totally outshined him in that setting, and it was a lot of fun to watch. It stood out to me that there was a stretch near the end of the first half where he had not one, not two, but three just highlight crazy level assist plays, one behind the back to Keontae Johnson, one between his legs to somebody else, and then he closed out the half with a lob dunk to Naquan Tomlin. People in that arena were just losing their minds at these plays, and yeah, I thought that was interesting because I've been seeing that all year from him, like a behind the back pass from Marquise Noel is nothing new for me. So I thought it was kind of funny to see people react to that who were seeing it for the first time. It just shows how good he's been all season, especially in this NCAA tournament. If they handed out an MVP award for the first two rounds, he would win it.
Kellis, do you think people nationally maybe understand the turnaround that K-State has had from its head coach, who was in his first year, who was a longtime assistant, to Keontae Johnson's story of, I mean, I'm surprised that he's still playing college basketball, let alone playing it at the level in which he's playing it at. Marquise Noel, who started at a JUCO and then Arkansas Pine Bluff to move up here. I don't know if enough people nationally know that. I know they're a three seed, but this is a great underdog, rags to riches kind of story that K-State's on.
Yeah, there's really no traditional, you know, player on the roster who's been here for 4 years and been developed by the coaching staff. And, you know, it's a very unconventional team, and they've taken a very unorthodox path to stardom in just one season. But I think that's what really is so great about this team. Jerome Tang has kind of proven in one season that you have to blow up the old coaching model and especially have to reassess expectations for new hires. Both him and Dennis Gates have come in and proven that you don't have to wait around 2-3 years to get something done in college basketball. With the transfer portal, if you have the right connections and can bring a group together quickly, like we've seen from Jerome Tang, you can build a winner right away. And that will be interesting here moving forward. Do coaches start, or athletic directors rather, do they start demanding more from their coaches right away because people like Gates and Tang are having so much success right away now?
All right, I'm going to pass this to Jeff Rosen and the people necessary at the Kansas City Star. Which trip do you like more, New Orleans or New York?
I haven't really gotten to experience much of New York yet. I got here last night and worked and came right over the arena. So right now I'd probably side with New Orleans, but because that was a lot of fun being down there for a few days and some nice warm weather. Lots of good food, but might change that as the week goes on. Depends how long Kansas State is here and what I get to do.
Who has better pizza, New York or Chicago?
Oh, New York. Definitely. Nothing beats a good New York slice. Big thing you can hold in your hand and walk around and eat it. I'm not a Chicago guy. Their pizza takes too long to cook, and it's just kind of backwards to me. I'd much rather have New York.
Kellis, I don't like the way you like quickly answered it. Oh yeah, it's New York. I don't like the way you responded there.
I mean, they're both better than St. Louis style pizza. I'll say that.
I mean, I'd rather eat Lunchables pizza than eat St. Louis pizza if I had the choice.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Kellis, last thing here. I don't know who to pick in this game. Like, I think that K-State's the better team. I think they are the better team with the better player. They're also going up against Tom Izzo in March. I would pick K-State against any team that's not Tom Izzo, Alabama, Houston. I mean, hey, heck, even Texas, given what we've seen K-State do, and I think Texas is probably one of the three best teams in the country now. I really don't know who to pick in this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and it's kind of the polar opposite from Kentucky. I think when you looked at that game, you would say, well, overall, Kentucky probably has a little bit more talented roster, a little bit more experience, and they're playing at home. Makes you maybe think that Kentucky is the team to go with. But the big difference in that game was that I think Jerome Zhang is a better coach than John Calipari, and I think he proved it in that game with some of the coaching decisions he made. It's kind of the polar opposite here. I think Kansas State is the superior team to Michigan State. The Spartans certainly do things well. They shoot the ball at an incredible rate from three-point range, or at least percentage. They got three different guys who shoot over 40% out there. They're very methodical on their with their offense. They play good defense, but they don't turn you over, which is Kansas State's big flaw. So, I mean, on paper, I really do like Kansas State here because their strengths compare well to Michigan State's strengths. But they also have Tom Izzo, who's won more games in the NCAA tournament than any other coach as the lower-seeded team. He just lives for March. You get him in this tournament, you get him to the Sweet 16. It's very, very difficult to beat Michigan State. And, you know, does Jerome Tang have something else up his sleeve? Can he outcoach Tom Izzo too? I don't know, but that's kind of, I think, going to be the X factor here is how does Tang measure up against Izzo in his first Sweet 16 game as a head coach?
That is Kellis Robinette joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle. Kellis, let's do this again next week, because if we do it again next week, that means K-State's going to the Final Four.
All right. If I'm in Houston, I will definitely talk to you. That's a promise.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.